It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. El Paso Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke has overwhelmingly support among black voters in his bid to oust Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. In fact, a recent poll found 97% of black voters surveyed favored O'Rourke. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, that support is growing because of the issues the campaign has decided not to shy away from.
There's this video of Beto O'Rourke that Ted Cruz tweeted not too long ago. It shows O'Rourke standing in front of a crowd of African-Americans in a church in Dallas. The crowd was on their feet cheering as O'Rourke talked about what happened to Botham Jean, a black man who had been fatally shot in his own home by a white Dallas police officer.
How will we continue to lose the lives of unarmed black men in the United States of America?
While O'Rourke condemned the shooting and said it pointed to a larger problem that faces black people in America, Cruz has said he's weary of jumping to conclusions about what happened. In his tweet sharing the video, Cruz wrote, in Beto O'Rourke's own words, as if O'Rourke made this huge misstep. But if you talk to black voters, this wasn't a misstep. It was a breath of fresh air.
I think that he's speaking to issues that hit at the core of issues that are facing black people.
That's Latrice Cook. She's the executive director and founder of the Melge Center, which works with people who have been incarcerated. She's not surprised at all to hear that O'Rourke is doing very well among black voters. Cook says O'Rourke is talking about police violence and race, which are the kinds of things politicians typically tread carefully around.
People are afraid to talk about what's going on right now. People are a little bit more cautious about people's feelings there, and especially when it comes to this, because it is so much tension right now.
Like the debate over professional football players kneeling during the national anthem in protest of police violence. When asked about this issue during a campaign event, O'Rourke said this.
And I can think of nothing more American than to peacefully stand up or take a knee for your rights anytime, anywhere.
When he said that, I was like, yes. Oh, yeah. Like, I jumped. I was like, yes.
That's Grant Loveless. He's a student and black activist in Austin. He says he appreciates that O'Rourke has acknowledged that life is harder for black people in America than it is for privileged white Americans.
Because we have to jump hurdles. We have to go in trenches of water just to get where we want to. Whereas other people would just have to walk along and say, oh, well, my dad's the CEO. I got the job. And that's when institutional power does come in.
In fact, during his debate with Ted Cruz, Beto O'Rourke was asked about a DWI arrest when he was young. O'Rourke said he made a mistake and was grateful to have been afforded a second chance in life.
What I do know is that as a white man in this country, there's a privilege that I enjoy that many African-American men and women do not.
Latrice Cook thinks the way O'Rourke is talking about these issues is resonating with black voters like her. She says she thinks O'Rourke knows he's probably upsetting some white voters, but she's glad he's taking that risk.
I think that one of the things that we failed to do just as a society is talk about it and talk about things in real time and talk about it in a way that is not edited or where you're using cautionary language.
But Gabrielle Prichard with Austin Justice Coalition, which works on issues of racial justice, says it would be a bigger deal if O'Rourke didn't talk about this. She says it's 2018 and race is at the core of political divisions.
I think it would have been a huge misstep and just a huge letdown if this hadn't been part of the narrative at all.
Prichard says as a black woman, she agrees that O'Rourke is saying all the right things, but she also wants to see details and a plan to address these issues. And she says people need to also hold O'Rourke accountable if he doesn't do or say the right thing.
There's kind of this whole Beto will save everything, but we also have to hold these people accountable. So if they say something that you're not quite on board with, making sure you call them out.
But so far, the campaign hasn't gotten pushback from black voters. Instead, polls are only showing increasing support for O'Rourke. Peck Young, a professor with Austin Community College and a longtime Democratic strategist, says it is not surprising black voters are supporting O'Rourke in large numbers. He says they're the backbone of the Democratic Party. In fact, he says he's more surprised that the party as a whole isn't reaching out to black voters as consistently as O'Rourke.
The problem is that a lot of the leadership around him in other parts of the state are still a part of this, we got to find a swing voter. Well, when 50 to 60% of the voters vote brand, which is straight ticket voting. Your first job is to find those people and be sure they're motivated on your side.
But the O'Rourke campaign says this is an important part of his efforts to make sure communities feel heard and understood. The campaign is purposefully not shying away from these issues because they believe it's what people care about. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.